You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today we're going to talk about goal setting. Goal setting is super important. I always talk about that in the podcast or my Instagram page or my blog. And the reason why I do that is because if you don't have the right goals in mind, you may be advancing in some areas of your life. But if you neglect other areas, you will soon realize that you will have to bring everything back to catch up with what you have left behind. So it's going to slow you down. It's going to put your moral like very low. And you're going to have to start sometimes from scratch again. So let's see how you can set the right goals so that you can move in the best possible way forward in life. So point number one, you absolutely need a health and fitness goal in life. Even if you are an entrepreneur, even if you are someone that wants a promotion for a job, it doesn't matter. Health and fitness are at the base of every single success story, basically. You gotta be in shape till you're old. That's very, very important, because if you want to be a top performer mentally, not necessarily physically, you also need to have a good health, of course, because if you're not in good health, you will get distracted. Nobody's gonna, you know, be sick and perform at the same exact level of performance than when they were not sick. So in order for you to stay healthy, you need to take care of your health first. So that's basically self-care, right? Second of all, of course, you need a business goal. This podcast is for entrepreneurs, for people that want to do more in life, be more productive, get that promotion, quit that job they don't like, live life on their own terms. So you do need a business goal. You need to make money. So you need to secure a future for yourself and your family members. So in order for you to do that, you got to start writing down SMART, S-M-A-R-T, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound goals so you can monitor those goals. It's super important. Then you also need learning goals. What do we mean by learning goals? I need you to understand that in order for you be at the top of your industry, whether it's finance, whether it's entertainment, whatever it is, you can't just know about one specific topic. You will need to meet people. You will need to shake hands, go to events, get to know other individuals, start conversations that are meaningful conversations, not just, hey, what's the weather like in your town or stuff like that. And in order for you to be interested in other people, and to also be interesting so that people can ask you questions and be entertained and understand who you are better, you need to know something. You need to be an interesting individual. In order for you to be an interesting individual, you need to set up some time for learning other topics. This is very important. I tell that to every single one of my clients. It's like, hey, in order for you to have an open mind, you need to know what you're opening it up to. You need to know about, I don't know, maybe politics. You need to know about taxes. You need to know about marketing. You need to know about technology, about future events. Like, I mean, for example, I'm part of a newsletter of futurism.com. It has nothing to do with business, but guess what? It pumps me up every day when I see all these technological advancements. First off, it's interesting. Second of all, I can start interesting conversations with people around me. And again, it's something that I'm passionate about. It makes me feel good. It's a productive way to spend your time. So again, learning goals are very, very important. And then relationship goals. Because life without relationships is just, you know, it doesn't really matter. If you don't have a good relationship with your partner, if you don't have a good relationship with friends, with family members, if you don't have anyone that can count on you and you don't have anyone that you can count on, there's really nothing to look forward to in life. Even if you have an amazing business, you always see them, you know, like the stressed out entrepreneurs that die at 50 or 60 years old of a heart attack. And they really, all they had was a business, but didn't really have a successful personal life, is because they neglected those relationship goals. They were not able to bring them forward. And by neglecting them, what happened is they themselves fell in the back burner of so many other people's minds. And they ended up being sad and alone. And you don't want to be that. You don't want to, you know, put in so much effort into building a business and a life, but then you have no one to share it with. So again, health and fitness to stay fit, to live a long, healthy life. Business goals to make money and leave an impact in the world and make sure that everyone that you care about is taken care of. Learning goals so you can open your mind, be interesting, be interested in other people. And relationship goals so that you can share your success and your life with the people that matter to you the most. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode. And until next time, up your game.